Part 1.
I hear that there are often gaps between words and actual intentions in Japanese communication. Is that true?
Yes, that's quite common. Western communication also has discrepancies between verbal and nonverbal messages, but in Japan there are even gaps between nonverbal messages and actual intentions.
That's why Japanese is called the language of conjecture, which is not sender-oriented but receiver-oriented. So you always have to read between the lines?
Right. If communication fails, it's listeners' fault, not speakers. It's called haragei.
Haragei. Is it related to belly or something?
Yes. It's a gut feeling that counts in Japanese communication.
Your communication styles have something to do with your religion, Shintoism or Buddhism or Confucianism?
Yes, I believe so. In Buddhism, silence is golden while eloquence is not valued. Buddhism holds that words can never tell the truth. The more you speak, the farther away from the truth. Shinto is a non-dualistic way of embracing reality and highly receptive in nature and rejects nothing. Confucianism also plays a role in our communication. It values harmony and respect for the authority, so few Japanese try to challenge the authority. They are conformists and far from individualistic.
Oh, that's why Japanese people tend to be unassertive and give indirect evasive answers to direct questions to avoid confrontation. It's so frustrating to Americans who prefer arguments and direct give and take.
I hope you will develop some tolerance for other cultures. I believe Japanese-style communication works better in interpersonal relationships, while Western-style communication works better in business meetings and academic presentations.
Well, are there any generational differences?
I would say today's youngsters are more Westernized than the older generation, so they are more individualistic and assertive.